It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, December 8th, 2016. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a gale warning through this evening and a snowstorm and an ice storm and all sorts of stuff coming our way today. And today we're also going to learn the fate of the French solo sailor who was, as of yesterday, waiting to be rescued in his boat, in his disabled sailboat in the Southern Ocean off the coast of South Africa. He's racing around the world, or he was racing around the world in a yacht, when the yacht hit something and that almost broke the keel completely off the boat and caused it to start sinking. So I'll tell you what happened with that story. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have one inbound vessel, we have 11 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first and only arrival today is the Mount Travers. She's arriving from offshore, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be going upriver to Portland eventually to pick up potash at the port of Portland, but she'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 1:30 p.m. She will join these 11 other vessels that are all awaiting orders today. And I bet the people on those boats, on those ships rather, when they see today's weather forecast, they're going to be really glad that they are inland a bit and not out in the ocean. It's going to be really cold out there today. Gale winds, it's just going to be a real difficult situation out there, very uncomfortable. So we have the Scarlet. These are the ships that are in the anchorage in addition to the Mount Travers, which is arriving this afternoon. Scarlet Island, Sunny Royal, GH Glory, Beijing 2008, La Bamba, Zeta, Gia Da, ATB, Bismarck C, the Golden Haiwa, the Aegea Skipa, and the Atlantic Legend. And in our outbounders, the ships that are going out into this weather, into the ocean today, the Delsa is leaving Vancouver. She's a bulk carrier with wheat on board. She's leaving around 3:30 a.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 this morning. Around the same time, the Nerefs will be leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat. She'll probably pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 a.m. The Triumph Ace is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Fords on board, headed for China. She's leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Grand Pavo is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. And the Atlantic Ruby is leaving Kalama carrying wheat around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 p.m. And those car carriers, boy, I feel for those folks. They have so much windage because they're so high, such high sides. They are going to bounce around out there in this difficult weather. Well, yesterday on the ship report, I had kind of an unusual story for you, unusual in many ways, but unusual in that it was happening kind of as we spoke yesterday. There was a sailor, a French racing sailor, who was sitting on his very damaged boat that was in the process of sinking and waiting to be rescued by a French research supply ship that happened to be in the area. So for someone who is not a racing sailor, which is most of us, we might ask, what the heck was he doing out there in a boat in such rough conditions, sailing all by himself? Well, the answer is that he was participating in one of the most difficult sailing races in the world. It's called the Vendée Globe. It's a solo, nonstop, round-the-world race. So participants are all alone on their boats. They start at a port in France, and they sail southward until they enter the Southern Ocean, which is a band of ocean that wraps around the bottom of the globe. There, in this really difficult sailing environment, they use what is referred to as the old clipper ship route. Well, many years ago, before motorized vessels, sailing cargo ships would go southward into the Southern Ocean because the winds were strong and consistent, even though the conditions were difficult, and they could sail faster there than anywhere else in the world. So this race takes advantage of those prevailing and strong winds to sail around the world as fast as anybody really can in that kind of boat. Now, the race is held, from what I can tell, about every 4 years. It's grueling and dangerous, and it's referred to in the racing circles as the Everest of sailboat racing. Every year, boats drop out of this race because of damage they can't recover from, injuries to people, and this particular sailor, whose name is Quito de Pavon, lost his boat in the process of sailing in this race. And I thought, wow, what an unusual thing. I started looking back at the other races, and apparently only some of the boats that enter this race really finish every time it is held. So it's quite grueling, and people are well prepared. And this sailor was extremely prepared, which is probably why he is alive today. If you heard yesterday's report, you know that he ran into trouble in stormy seas and high winds when apparently his boat hit something in the water, which partially ripped the keel off the boat. Now, if you're not a sailor, you may not know what a keel is. The keel on a boat like this is a large, heavy fin that extends down under the water. It's very heavy, and it provides a counterbalance to the force of the wind on the sails above the water, and it keeps the boat's center of gravity low and allows it to go straight through the water and also to right itself to pop back up if it's knocked down. So without a keel, the boat was taking, well, the keel was still hanging onto the boat, but it was rocking back and forth and damaging the boat further. The boat was taking on water and was in danger of losing that keel completely. If that had happened before rescuers got there, this boat would likely have flipped over and sunk pretty fast. And this would have forced Dupavant to go into the water either in a survival suit or a life raft, which could have made rescuing him much more difficult. Now, the French research supply vessel that rescued him had to wait all night once it arrived on the scene before getting him off the boat and onto their boat, which they did, because the weather conditions were so difficult they couldn't see, for one thing, because it was dark, but also the seas were high and the winds were high, and they couldn't safely do it. So the following morning, they were able to dispatch an inflatable boat from their boat, a small launch, and even in this tumultuous conditions, they managed to get him off the boat safely. So a bit about the Southern Ocean where this race takes place. It's probably the most dangerous place to sail in the whole world. Certainly it's at the top of the list. Strong winds, huge waves, rogue waves, and other scary and very challenging conditions prevail there even at the best of times. Remember that it's summer there now in the Southern Hemisphere. Nobody in their right mind sails there, I don't think, in the wintertime when conditions get even worse. One amazing bit of luck for this sailor in the midst of his misfortune. The ship that rescued him only comes to that area four times during the year. He ran into trouble in a place where this ship was relatively nearby. Otherwise, it might have taken days for another vessel to reach him. He likely would have lost the boat by then, perhaps has been in the water, as I said, and it is much harder to find a lone person in the water, even under the best of circumstances. So the sailor, he's on his way back to France by way of this vessel and others that will take him from one place to another as they go on their way. Before he finally reaches home, that could take weeks, maybe even months. Plenty of time to think about what went wrong, I'm sure. You can plan for a lot of things at sea, and knowledgeable sailors do, but wow, it's pretty hard to avoid hitting something that you can't see. Racing officials do say that boats of this type, the one that he was sailing, have had keel problems in the past that have endangered the lives of those on board. This boat, no doubt, will sink, and they'll never know exactly what took it down or what the damage really was. But he is, from reports that I've read, as you would imagine, extremely grateful to be alive right now. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. You can find a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Have a great day.